Why does Grandpa have to have Alzheimer's? I can't think of a single reason why God would let that happen.
God doesn't promise anyone a perfect life, but He promises to always be with you. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Have you ever wondered why God allows bad things to happen to good people? Well, that's a question that mankind has been wrestling with for ages. When something bad happens to someone you love, you might feel angry and even wonder if God is real. If you do feel that way, remember this. God never said life would be easy, but He did say that He would give you strength during difficult times. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, God said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Now our story. It's called Grandpa Forgets, Part 2. Pink and yellow balloons hung around the living room. Blue and lavender streamers twisted their way across the ceiling. A big sign reading, "Happy 8th Birthday, Maddie," was hanging over the sofa. Many of Maddie's aunts, uncles, and cousins were already there when Grandpa and Grandma arrived. Grandma immediately went around the room and gave everyone a hug, but Grandpa stood by the door, a lost, confused expression on his face. "Who are these people?" he asked. "They're your children and your grandchildren, dear," said Grandma. Maddie noticed that Grandma sounded like she was talking to a small child. "I guess that's because Grandpa has Alzheimer's disease and forgets a lot of things," she thought. Maddie walked over to her grandpa and slipped her hand into his. "I'm glad you came to my party." Grandpa looked down at Maddie, and a soft smile spread over his face. He patted her head clumsily, and for a moment she thought he was going to be like he'd always been. But then he said, "Is this your house, little girl?"
"Of course, Grandpa," Maddie replied. "I'm Maddie, remember? You've been here lots of times."
When Maddie and her dad were cleaning the kitchen after the party, Maddie closed the dishwasher door with a bang. "Why does Grandpa have to have Alzheimer's?" she muttered. "I can't think of a single reason why God would let it happen."
"Neither can I," said Dad, and Maddie's eyes widened. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" said Dad. Maddie nodded.
"Grandpa's Alzheimer's disease is sad," Dad said. "And just as he often can't understand what's happening around him, we sometimes can't understand why such sad things happen in life. God doesn't ask us to understand, but He promises to be with us in difficult times. Jesus understands our pain and sadness, and He's there to strengthen and comfort us when we're hurting. One day, when He comes again to get rid of sin, sickness, and death forever and make all things new, He will wipe all our tears away."
"So, I guess I just have to keep trusting Jesus even when I feel like crying," said Maddie. "He'll help me through it."
"Yes," said Dad, "and He'll cry with you." So how about you? Do you ever wonder why God has allowed something difficult to happen in your life? He doesn't always reveal why things happen, but He wants you to trust Him even when you go through difficult times. Jesus understands what you're going through, and He wants to comfort you and help you. As you trust Him, you'll find that His grace is more than enough. He'll carry you through hard times until the day your tears are gone forever. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
"My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness."
And our key thought for today, keep on trusting Jesus. Would you like to get Keys for Kids in the mail for free? When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months. Ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.